Around the world, marijuana is increasingly used to treat a range of medical conditions. Many jurisdictions have moved to legalise the drug, but in Australia it remains illegal. And now plans to grow Australia's first medical marijuana crop on Norfolk Island have been blocked by the Commonwealth after it cancelled the grower's licence granted by the local administration. Lexi Metherill reports.
Medicinal marijuana is legal in the United Kingdom, the European Union, Canada, Israel and some parts of the United States. Three federal MPs are working on a bill to legalise it in Australia. But the Federal Health Minister, Peter Dutton, has reservations.
We just can't allow people, for political reasons, to sign up to a particular medication, for argument's sake, and find that there are long-run health implications. Now, that may or may not be applicable to medicinal marijuana, but I'm taking the advice of the Chief Medical Officer, and that's what we're working on at the moment.
Among the cross-party group campaigning to legalise it is the Liberal MP, Sharman Stone.
Everyone knows somebody who has a terminal condition, it's usually cancer, who needs some additional pain relief or some pain relief because nothing is working, and it seems to me just about a no-brainer.
Is the case closed on the benefits of medicinal cannabis? Because the Australian Medical Association says that more clinical tests are needed to prove the drug's effectiveness.
Well, the AMA, like most medical professionals, always love to have their own Australian research. But internationally, the jury is no longer out. This is a product which assists in some circumstances.
In New South Wales, the Nationals MP is preparing to table a private members' bill to legalise medicinal marijuana, and the Premier, Mike Baird, has indicated he's sympathetic to the idea. But the Australian territory most advanced on the issue is Norfolk Island. The island's health minister is Robin Adams.
We've been the way showers. We've had the law in place to allow the growing, the importation of cannabis, export of cannabis, planting, cultivating, tending or harvesting cannabis, selling cannabis and having cannabis in one's possession. That law has been in place on Norfolk Island since 1998.
Earlier this month, Robin Adams granted a licence to a Tasmanian company, Tasman Health Cannabinoids, or TASCAN, to grow a trial crop there for export after it was rejected by the Tasmanian government. Less than a fortnight later, the Commonwealth's Norfolk Island administrator, former Howard Government Minister Gary Hardgrave, had cancelled the licence. His stated concerns included that cannabis is a prohibited substance and that the crop could hinder efforts to protect the endangered green parrot. Robin Adams is determined for the project to succeed.
We see that as a great leg up in building our economy. We are open for business and investment.
TASCAN's chairman, another former Howard Government member, Mal Washer, has told AM the company will challenge the administrator's decision in the courts if the Norfolk Island community supports it. Sharman Stone has given the project her backing.
And I just think that in Australia we've got to get over petty politics and some, half-baked, narrow-minded philosophy here and look at the practicalities.
Federal Liberal MP Sharman Stone ending Lexi Metherill's report.